Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
We're back again for part two of Kingdom Focus, 30 minutes of daily bread, 30 minutes of inspiration. I just want to encourage you today, my beloved, that God's promised us to prosper and be successful. And in order for us to prosper and be successful is that our steps be ordered by God. And God ordered Joshua's steps. And you can go to the book of Joshua 1 and 8, that God was preparing Joshua to succeed Moses, and he encouraged him to cross over the Jordan. He told him, don't look to the left nor to the right, but to cross over and possess
the land. And you've been called to have a relationship with God.
The land may be your family.
And you've been called to do something great for him.
The land may be a new business. Your land may be an opportunity. And in order for you to embrace that opportunity, you must meditate on the word of God day and night.
The Bible
said this. Get your Bible, because that's your food for today. Meditate on the word day and night. The Bible says you will prosper and be successful. The kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is the word residing in you. You see me, but when I see you, I should see the Christ in you. I should see love in your smile. I should see
when it feels
your eyes. Your eyes are going to a system. And you're seeking after anything. But advise you, seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness. John 3:16. That for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Wages of sin is death. Gift of God is eternal life. Good health. You want to cross over? Invite
Hallelujah. Oh, it's all right to worship him at this point. Come on, Zion, worship him. If you believe that, then you say it to yourself. Say, my steps are ordered. You know where you are right now. It's a blessing to know that God.
Your steps are ordered by the Lord. So release and let God be God. At this time, we like to invite you to join us in Community Day gathering every fourth Friday in February, the fourth Friday and Saturday at Bon Ton. We are in fellowship, partnership with Bon Ton, and they have a great, fantastic fundraiser for nonprofits, and it's a Community Day event where you come and spend your dollars, your community dollars, into Bon Ton and your organization. Your project receives $5 for every dollar spent. Plus, there's other bonuses. You get $10 back for $5. What a blessing. So we need your help. We have a building project. We are moving our ministry to York, PA, as our headquarters. However, we are going to be establishing faith centers in all 50 states. And currently we're residing in Harrisburg at 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg. But our home office will be in York, PA, at 30 Ridge Avenue. And we're looking to have a grand opening in mid-May. Why mid-May? Mid-May is Mental Health Month. We are a ministry that transforms lives through poems, outreach, evangelism, music, and serving. And we serve the community as an advocate. We are, have a outreach mental health ministry to promote awareness and recovery. So when you hear someone say, "See me," that's changing minds through enrichment mental health ministries. And we provide help, healing, and hope. So if you would like to know more information about See Me, Changing Minds Through Enrichment, you can call the office at 717-233-0500. That's 717-233-0500. Many times, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And when you see me, my prayer is that you see the Christ in me. So if you need access to community resources concerning mental health, drug and alcohol, give us a call at 717-233-0500. Recovery is possible, and I am the evidence. So when depression has you down, oppression profound, and you need a healing for your soul, see me. Call 717-233-0500. Join us at the fourth Friday gathering, every fourth Friday. So you'd like to RSVP, you'd like more information, give me a call at 717-379-1503. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and this is our 30-minute daily bread segment. We love you. God bless you. We pray that your day would be a blessed day. And if you got talent and the time, we like for those inspired artists that got talent and sincere about their walk in God to give us a call at 717-379-1503. And you pastors, I challenge you to sit at the table with me for breakfast or noonday lunch. And let's break bread together. Let's reason together. Let's advance the kingdom, because it's all about the kingdom of God. It's all about lost souls. So I invite you to the King. It's a Kingdom Entrepreneur Network group. But above all, it's about the power of agreement. So if you'd like to join me at a Kingdom gathering, whether it be a breakfast or lunch, give me a call at 717-379-1503. God is raising up an army of intercessors. We can't do anything without prayer. So join me to be about advancing the kingdom of God.
You are the man. You are the man. Zion. You're dancing on your way.